here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 19th of December, 2012. It was on this day, 1843, Charles Dickens's story, A Christmas Carol, was published. He had written the book in 6 weeks. He needed the money. He had a large mortgage payment. His parents and siblings were begging for money. His wife was expecting their fifth child. And the sales of his most recent novel, Martin Chuzzlewit, were disappointing. So he rushed through A Christmas Carol in time to get it printed up for the holiday season. He decided to publish it himself, and he designed the book to have a gold-stamped cover, woodcuts, 4 hand-colored etchings, a fancy binding, gilt-edged pages, title pages in red and green, hand-colored green end papers. He decided the green wasn't bright enough, so he did the end papers in red and blue instead. It went on sale on December the 19th. It cost 5 shillings. It was a big bestseller. First edition, 6,000 copies, sold out by Christmas Eve. But he had priced the book too low for such a handsome edition, and so he made much less from that first run than he expected to, just about £200. He was hoping for 1,000. It's the birthday of Edith Piaf, born in Paris, 1915. Her mother was a cafe singer. Her father was a street performer, acrobat, contortionist. As a girl, she was sent to her grandmother's brothel, where she was raised by prostitutes. She became an international singing star with songs like La Vie en Rose and Non, je ne regrette rien, died at the age of 47. 40,000 mourners joined her funeral procession in Paris. It's the birthday of Maria Sandford, born in Saybrook, Connecticut, 1836. She became one of the first female college professors in the country. She was the first woman to deliver a commencement speech at a university. She taught at the University of Minnesota, where on her 80th birthday, someone gave a speech that described her as vehement and gusty, leonine, hale, and lusty. And it was on this day in 1776 that Thomas Paine's The American Crisis was published in pamphlet form in Philadelphia. He wrote it to try to raise morale on the colonial side. His pamphlet that begins, "These are the times that try men's souls. The summer soldier and the sunshine patriot will in this crisis shrink from the service of their country. But he that stands it now deserves the love and thanks of man and woman." Here's a poem for today by Donald Hall entitled Apples, Peaches, based on an old jump rope rhyme, Apples, Peaches, Pumpkin Pie, How Many Years Until I Die? Hostess Twinkies, Wonder Bread, How Many Springs Until I'm Dead? Plague and pestilence, rot and mold, How Many Months Before I'm Cold? Unicorn, Sphinx, Phoenix, Griffin, How many hours before I stiffen? Helga, Olga, Astrid, Ingrid, how many days until I'm rigid? The New York Times, Le Monde, Der Sturm, how many breaths before the worm? Donald Hall's poem Apples, Peaches, from The Back Chamber, published by Houghton Mifflin and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Wall Street Journal Weekend Edition, offering writing about finances, food, art, wine, and culture from around the world. More at wsj.com/celebrateweekend. And by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, celebrating 100 years of discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetryfoundation.org. Engineered by Noah Smith, edited by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.